Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio. Be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Mic 1, 2. All right, let me see. Let me start this thing one more time. Sisters and brothers, that didn't work. That didn't work. My bad, y'all. I'm up here playing my music, but that didn't work. Let me do this here again. How y'all doing out there? What's up, fam? How y'all doing out there? Let me give y'all those proper greetings. I start off right here with this one right here. Shalom. Hotel. Assalamu alaikum. And last but not least, what's up with it, y'all? What's up with it out there? How y'all been doing, family? How y'all been doing out there? Man, I hope y'all ain't out there in the cold. I hope y'all ain't out there in the cold because it's sure enough. It's cold, chilling to the bone, man. I'm telling y'all. Been 30-some degrees right here in Memphis today. 30-some degrees, man. Yeah, it's kind of getting cold to the bone, chill to the bones. I tell y'all, man, you know you get old, brothers and sisters, man. When it get cold, all the arthritis get to kick it in. And I tell you, man, you know you're getting a little up there. You know you're getting up there, man. I'm telling y'all. That's how I bet, man. I'm telling y'all. But what's up, fam? How y'all doing out here? Welcome into another broadcast right here. Talk About It Tuesday right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Brought to you live and direct from blogtalkradio.com as well. And some of y'all will probably be catching the show a little bit later right there on TalkShoe as well, man. That damn TalkShoe, man. That thing is, you know, that's what the show, when I left here from Blog Talk, that's why I started actually hosting right there on TalkShoe. Man, that damn thing is so raggedy over there. And then it's not, I mean, I'm not going to call it raggedy. It just don't act right. You know what I mean? For me to go on live so y'all can get in and come in and listen through your browser, probably who's in listening now. Peace to you, anybody probably out there listening in through the browser. Let me see. Man, I just opened up the chat room on my second computer. I hadn't open up the chat in a while. Let me just throw a seek and I open up the chat right here on Blog Talk, and then maybe somebody might pop up in there just to say hello or peace. So I got the chat room open. So yes, sir, family. But yeah, if you, and I'm gonna throw this up on TalkShoe. So if y'all hear this on TalkShoe, if you listen to the show on TalkShoe, hey man, you want to come over here and mosey along and come over here and find the show. Like y'all heard me say that, like an old cowboy, mosey on along. Come on over here and check it out right here on Blog Talk Radio. on blogtalkradio.com, where you can follow the show and you can get the notifications when you would know that I'm on live, because I really don't have a particular day that I will be coming on right now live. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about maybe a Monday, Tuesday, and I really don't say, I wouldn't say Tuesday, maybe a Monday, and I was thinking about a Friday, but I need to get more days in here, and other than that, I don't really know right now. A set date, so hopefully I get that. But if you're on Talk Shoe, man, come on over here and follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all still know you can follow the shows right there on iHeartRadio. You can find Culture Freedom Radio on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and what's the other one, man? iTunes, and there's so many more. Well, they took it down off of Stitcher. It's on Stitcher. What's the other one? Spotify is no longer on Spotify. Now, we do have the Culture Freedom from Talk Shoe on there, but the Blog Talk one is not on there. They've been, man, I'm telling y'all, I got to be careful with the music now, because they've been on Culture Freedom so hard and Power Groove about this damn music. So that's why they kind of like took down the shows off of all them things. I got to see is that they allowed to go back on iTunes, because it was taken off iTunes as first too. So I got to make sure I re-put it back on there, resubmitted it. Hoping it is, because, you know, Culture Freedom, man, we throw down with music back in the days on here, you know, and they started hitting me up talking about the damn music and stuff right there, man. So I did say it was on. Now, I know you can still find it, the show, because when I loaded up the talk shoe, it will be on. So Culture Freedom will be on iTunes, but I'm trying to get it to shows that come from Blog Talk. But go to iTunes, so I try to maybe I'll venture away from Talk Shoe. So, but yes, you still can find it on iTunes. Other than that, man, what's been going on, family? What's been going on in y'all neck of the woods, and how everything been going on in y'all area? How have y'all been keeping up with things that's going on, and how you been keeping your composure? Y'all been doing all right? Y'all been good? All right. Appreciate that. And also, Sister Brother, one more thing. If you can, you can share the shows as well. But just want to throw that out. But me, I've just been chilling, man. Yeah, I know y'all seen I uploaded a couple of episodes and come on live myself. Like I said, man, I've just been chilling, man. Just trying to just look at life and just examine it and see where we go from here. Just where do we go from here, man? You know, like Dr. King had the book, From Chaos to Community, what do we go from here? So what do we go from here? There's a lot that I see where we're going from here, and it's not a good place. It's not a good place. That's why a lot of things that in the past, you know, y'all heard Brother Sun Ray and Brother Aria as well. Y'all know I go by Brother Aria, Elder Aria Yahweh, Yashallah. But we was Brother Ariyah, we was, you know, kind of talking about some, you know, things that was about to occur. If we get these crazy ass leftists in there, most of these crazy ass liberals in there, and it's just not the liberals no more, man. It's just really these globalists that's in there, these demonic ass disagreeable beings that we have in place now. So yeah, it's just all about the disagreeable ones that's in place. And what they're trying to implement and what they're trying to do is on the mostly it's on the, you know, the liberals as well. But we know that liberal doctrine, man, these leftists. But you do have some somewhat what they call Republicans and all of that shit. They in cahoots too. So because like, you know, Bush, them are globalists. So it's bigger than that. Just the Democratic Republicans. It's a global network and what's they're trying to do to the American people. So I got to ask y'all something before I get into this. I want to throw in something, man. Have y'all seen that movie 1984? It's an old movie. I know a lot of y'all probably have seen it. I've actually finally watched it in its entirety this weekend. Yeah, if y'all watched the movie 1984, George Orwell. I tell you what, man. That movie, that I was watching that, and I was seeing some things that is occurring today. I was seeing some things that are occurring today that they are doing to us right now in America. And I just probably just not do it in America, just probably throughout the world. Like I said, our freedom, that's what I was kept on screaming too, even with this election. Even with the election, that it wasn't about Donald Trump per se himself. It wasn't about Donald Trump himself. It was about the freedom of, I'm just going to say America, but it's a lot of things are happening throughout the world. But we got to fight here on this front where we live at. So it was about the freedom of America. And I know some of my Israelite brothers, they'll say, and some other brothers might say, fuck that, fall of America, the hell with America, let that motherfucker fall. Well, I tell you what, but I keep asking, you here too. Are you prepared to go somewhere else? What are you prepared? What do you got? You got a fallout that you can go to? So that's just that. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to get too much into that. But the thing here, what we're seeing that's being implemented and trying to be implemented, brothers and sisters, is just like I said, a freedom. What we know is black brothers and sisters, we said we ain't got no freedom anyway, son Ray. So what you talking about? Well, the shit that they about to lay down on you, you damn sure ain't going to have no freedom. The shit that you was crying for and trying to get, and I want to say crying, my bad. The stuff that you was screaming that you wanted, you sure in the fuck ain't going to get it. And excuse my French, y'all. Let me slow down. You sure in the hell is not going to get it with what they're trying to bring in. If you didn't listen, man, if we didn't have it, if we didn't get it at first, with what these diabolical beasts have in play right now, which I'll call freedom, justice, and equality, black man, oh, you damn sure ain't finna get it now. Oh, you damn sure ain't finna get it. And I'm not trying to be, man, somebody, man, you just speaking being to be negative. No, no, I'm not, brothers and sisters. No, I'm not. No. No, sir. See, y'all don't understand. And I think a lot of us, man, you remember back in the days, there was some time when we were having teachers that was talking about this New World Order agenda. We heard a lot about the New World Order. We was hearing this. And now you know you don't really hear none of this talk anymore. That's a specific reason why. I'm going to give y'all a teacher now. And I played, I think I loaded up one of his show classes. Person name, and I know a lot of people hate this name. They even hear this in the community. Dr. Malachi Z. York. Now, I have some books here, and I've been going back into this, man, because I've been looking at some stuff. And I got to get back into, I'm going to get back into the 1984, because I got something I want to play about the movie 1984. But I know a lot of stuff that we went through as Nawabian, a lot of information that Dr. York was putting out. And I got a book right here in front of me, for a matter of fact, the Millennium Book. I got only part one. The Millennium Book, part one. He was talking about these vaccines. He was talking about the vaccines. He was talking about in there, I got to say it slow because I can't never say it fast, y'all. The World Health Organization. See, when I try to say it fast, I always miss that word. I can't get health out of there, out of my mouth. But he was talking about in this book, he was talking about in this, a lot of things he was talking about in this book. But this Millennium Book, most definitely, he was talking about how they're going to the vaccines, how all of these, the CDC, the World Health Organization are in cahoots, and what's this other paper, FDA, a lot of these people, man, are in cahoots. And he was talking about the microchip. He was even talking about the microchip. Yeah, peace to the room, peace to the chat room. So yeah, man, it just a lot. He was talking about even the cashless society and all of this stuff in this book right here, man, the Millennium Book. And I think this Millennium Book was written in the 90s, and it just going to a lot in here. And so I was looking at a lot of this stuff that he talked about, and I had to just pull this book back off the shelf and start going back into some stuff. But going back into this movie, 1984, and it made me start to see how a lot of our so-called freedoms that they are trying to take away. And y'all ever saw that movie? Like I said, 1984. That shit, y'all thought it was just a movie. I want to play. Let me play this clip, man. Shut up. Let me play this clip a little bit. And because I'm telling y'all, man, when you thought this election, really this election, was just about Donald Trump, the Democrats and Republicans, you were sadly mistaken. And there's a lot of agendas that we're talking about, that we were talking about, that was going down. And that's going to be pushed on you, sisters and brothers. Going to be pushed on you. And I'm going to say one thing, and I go into this, I'm going to play this clip too. I know a lot of people in the so-called conscious community, y'all say they hell with religion and this, that, and another. Y'all want to get rid of religion. I understand somewhat to a degree. But I'm going to tell y'all something. It's deeper than that. Because right now there is a thing called religious persecution. Or I won't, and I'm using religion for a purpose, because I know we say religion. We talk about religion as far as the Christianity, Islam, and what they call Judaism or whatever like that. But it really going to go with all spiritual systems. I don't care if you're the comedic spiritual system, or y'all said the science or whatever it is, all the spiritual things. It's going to be under attack. It truly is. It's under attack. Just look, there was a thing, Hillary Clinton, a couple of weeks ago, and I seen something. They talking about Barack Obama was even criticizing the Angelico Hispanic community for voting for Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you the number one reason that they are going after so-called these spiritual groups, especially I'm going to name Christianity, because that's the largest so-called religion, I guess, in America, claims to be a Judaic Christian society, especially I'm going to throw Christian in it. So they really want to get rid of Christianity now, because sometimes Christianity ain't going against what they are putting out now. Basically, some of the angelical community, and I'm gonna say the black community now. I'm gonna have to get on y'all, the black pastors. Y'all are being silent about a lot of this shit that's going on. Excuse my French or English. Y'all be silent about a lot of this shit. But anyway, I kind of know why too, though. But let me see here. Check this out. Two-thirds of American life is already based on Orwell's 1984. I totally agree. When I saw it, I can't disagree with you. Was it D. Mays? I can't disagree with you. That's what I was seeing in that movie. So I totally agree with you. And they're going full throttle to go ahead and implement that whole thing straight out throughout the world, though, really. Throughout the whole damn world. But American, the freedom that y'all thought y'all had, oh, y'all, some of y'all don't gave that shit up, because number one, when y'all out here campaigning for Biden and talking about he's the better, y'all just didn't know what the hell y'all was getting y'allself into. And I'm going to say black Americans. I know I'm going to make y'all mad again. I know I'm going to make you mad. But you really, you know what? It don't matter about your feelings. It's about the truth. And some of us, we don't want to hear the goddamn truth. You want people to teach, and that's why something Christianity is in thing. They're about feelings, not about the truth. They're about appeasing people's feelings. Damn all that shit. But let me get back into this. Black American, I'm going to say this here. So I'm a black Democrat voters out there. Y'all are the reason, number one, for the Joe Biden and them to get in there to do what they do. Number one, because they brag and tell y'all that the black community is the backbone of the Democratic Party. If black people wish to break away, like Candace Owens was talking about, make that Brexit or that exit away from the Democratic Party will fall. It will fall. But that's why they keep playing and pandering you and play the race card with you, because they know how sensitive of a subject the race thing is with so-called black folk. So they plan to replander you and play with you with that shit. And here's the man that y'all went out there and voted for by the millions, Joe Biden. Because y'all, they told y'all Trump was the racist, but Joe Biden was the one who have aligned his whole life up with white supremacists, racist white supremacists, Klan members. But y'all went out here and voted for him. That's who y'all voted for. And even though, and I'm going to say this to my Christian community, y'all, I'm really ashamed of y'all. You know, I'm not a Christian. I don't claim to be a Christian. Well, I'm not a Christian. But I said it to Knock. I said it to Knock. Y'all know why I said it, and I'm Israelite. And I stand on the basis of to Knock. And I know that y'all say y'all stand on the basis of the Bible, even though y'all Christians, but there are certain things in there as a Christian that y'all supposed to stand on, fundamental principles that y'all are giving up. Y'all went out here and voted in record numbers as well for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden told y'all in the first 100 goddamn days of being in office that he was going to prioritize passing the Equality Act for LGBT. Now, come on, y'all. And I know, come on. Y'all see what they're also doing to these young children out here with laws they want to pass to do to hurt little babies, little children? What you mean hurting them, man? Teaching them, I guess, like I said again, teaching these, look, they in elementary school. They ain't trying to teach them how to say their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s as we got when we was growing up. You know what they trying to teach these little children in school now, in elementary schools, 5 and 6 years old? Y'all remember, what was it? I think Austin, Texas, the parents finally got against the school system and started going against. They trying to teach these children at 5 and 6 years of age. A lot of y'all don't heard me say this. I'm going to say it again. Teaching them about anal sex, about anal sex and oral sex in the elementary schools at 5 and 6 years old. You think I'm lying? Look the goddamn story up. Listen, the children just got through at 5 and 6 playing with Lego blocks. They probably still do play with them at 5 and 6. They don't have no goddamn business learning nothing about no anal sex and no oral sex. See, this is the problem with this whole thing. Brother, I'm with Blexit, and you're 100% right. I am too. I never been with the Democratic Party. I got out before I can actually get in the motherfucker, actually. But I see the thing. And Malcolm, like I said, Malcolm constantly kept saying about the liberal thing and liberal. He said about the conservative too, but he told us about these liberals. But we didn't listen. Black people, you didn't listen. You didn't listen. So you're going to get the things that's coming to you. And y'all notice Joe Biden, as y'all said, Joe Biden ain't said a goddamn thing. Ain't said a mumbling word about anything towards you, what he's going to do for the black community, y'all. Y'all notice that? But like y'all said, no president is going to do anything for the black community. But you went out in record numbers and you voted for him anyway. But anyway, let me play this clip right fast. George Orwell found. Let me play it. I hope the hell it do, because it wouldn't do it at first. Let me see. Let me test it out right fast. Let
me see. George Orwell's writings have experienced a spike in popularity over the past decade, and for a simple reason. Modern societies are becoming ever more like the dystopia depicted in Orwell's most famous book, 1984. Whether it be mass surveillance, the incessant use of propaganda, perpetual war, or the cult of personality surrounding political leaders, it is not surprising that many see Orwell's novel as prescient in many ways. With that said, the West remains much freer than the dystopian society of 1984, but the trend does not bode well for those who favor a free society. Orwell, in fact, believed that totalitarianism of the type he satirized in his novel was a distinct possibility for the West, and at times he went as far as to suggest that it may in fact be inevitable. Almost certainly, he wrote in 1940, we are moving into an age of totalitarian dictatorships. In this video, we will look at what caused Orwell's pessimism, focusing on two trends in particular, the move toward collectivism and the rise of hedonism. Collectivism is a doctrine or set of ideologies in which the goals of a certain collective, such as a state, a nation, or a society, are given precedence over the goals of individuals. Socialism, communism, nationalism, and fascism are all collectivist ideologies. Orwell believed that a precondition for the rise of totalitarianism was the emergence of a collectivist social structure, as this permits the centralization of power needed to exert total societal control. Orwell's view of the connection between totalitarianism and...
Let me stop it for a second. Carl, I got you coming. I got you coming right after this. It's like only 7 minutes, about 5 some minutes left in here.
And collectivism has proved puzzling, as Orwell was a staunch leftist, a critic of capitalism, and a socialist. How could someone who favored socialism, a collectivist ideology, at the same time write a dystopian novel which portrays a collectivist society in such a horrific manner? To understand his position, it must first be realized that Orwell did not consider capitalism to be a viable system. It is not certain that socialism is in all ways superior to capitalism, he wrote. But it is certain that, unlike capitalism, it can solve the problems of production and consumption. Capitalism was such an inadequate system in Orwell's mind that, like many leftists of his day, he believed that it was on its deathbed and would soon be replaced by some form of collectivism. He saw this as inevitable. The issue for Orwell was what type of collectivism would take its place. The real question, he wrote, is whether capitalism, now obviously doomed, is to give way to oligarchy, totalitarianism, or to true democracy, democratic socialism. Following the impending death of capitalism, Orwell hoped that democratic socialism would be adopted in the West. Democratic socialists, like Orwell, advocated for a centrally planned economy, nationalization of all major industry, and a radical decrease in wealth inequality. They were also strong supporters of civil liberties such as freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, which they hoped could be maintained in a society which would largely deprive people of their economic freedoms. The problem, however, which Orwell and other socialists had to grapple with were the lack of examples, either past or present, of any countries successfully adopting democratic socialism. Even worse, the states that had turned to collectivism in the first half of the 20th century, such as Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, were becoming increasingly totalitarian. They were adopting what Orwell called oligarchical collectivism, not democratic socialism. Oligarchical collectivism is a system in which an elite few, under the guise of a certain collectivist ideology, centralize power using force and deception. Once in power, these oligarchs crush not only the economic freedoms of their citizens, a move which socialists like Orwell favored, but also their civil liberties. Orwell was concerned that following the death of capitalism, the entire Western world would perhaps succumb to oligarchical collectivism. This fear was in part due to his perception that hedonism was on the rise in Western societies. Hedonism is an ethical position that maintains that life's ultimate goal should be the maximization of pleasure and the minimization of pain and discomfort. In an increasingly urban and consumerist West, Orwell believed that many people were structuring their lives in a hedonistic manner, and this did not bode well for the freedom of Western civilization. A hedonistic lifestyle, according to Orwell, weakens people. It makes them feeble and incapable of mounting any resistance to fanatical ideologues who desire to rule over society. This fear of Orwell's has proven unfounded up to this point. While the West, since his death in 1950, has in many respects become more hedonistic, this has not led to totalitarian dictators taking over control. Rather, Aldous Huxley, the author of another famous 20th century dystopian novel, Brave New World, may have had a better grasp of the way Western societies would become enslaved early 21st centuries. Huxley, like Orwell, was an anti-hedonist, but his aversion to hedonism differed from Orwell's. Huxley's main concern was that hedonism could be used as an effective tool to oppress a society, because people will willingly forego freedom in exchange for sensory pleasure and endless consumption. If a society can be structured so that people can devote much of their time to pursuing pleasures, gratifying material wants, and even drugging themselves to escape from reality, then persuasion and conditioning, rather than physical coercion, will be sufficient to exert extreme control over a society. Neil Postman, in his book Amusing Ourselves to Death, nicely contrasts the differing fears of Orwell and Huxley. What Orwell...
I'm just going to stop it right there for a minute. And notice how they want to legalize all the drugs, as he was saying, medical marijuana, and also now I've seen in, I think it was Ohio somewhere, now they decriminalizing, heroin, yes, opium, what's that other goddamn thing, meth, and a lot of these damn drugs. Smoke your lights out, Smokey. That's what they saying, because you're going to need it. Let me get through with your ass. Let me get this caller right fast. Come on, dang, come on. Yeah, peace. Welcome into Culture Freedom Radio. Peace to you. Yeah, peace. Unknown caller.
American nigger shit.
What did you say again?
I'm sorry, I cannot give you my name.
Okay, just you don't have to.
I'm sorry, I cannot give you my name.
Okay, just go ahead with the statement. You got a statement?
Okay. Okay, fucking Negroes, I don't talk to Negroes, okay?
And fuck you too, in your language and everybody else's language, fuck you. So y'all see that? I love it. I love it. I love it, y'all. I love it. See, that's what I'm talking about. The devils. See, I'm talking about. See that? See, but I love it, y'all. Y'all keep on. Because y'all only prove the point that I like to make, and not only I tell the truth. See, like I said, when we come out and we start speaking truth to power, y'all see what happened? Y'all see what happened? So y'all idiots, you dumbasses that do what you just did, you only prove our fucking point. If you just let us talk, but you can't do that because the truth just hurts your ass, don't it? It hurts you, don't it? So you have to come in and say little ignorant ass shit like that really was hurt something. See, that was, that's the thing about it when you're out here and you're, the truth is being censored, brothers and sisters, at an all-time high right now. Facebook, Twitter, and it's only been said that they've been going out to a lot of conservative on these platforms and information that a lot of stuff that they don't want. You know, they, hey man, it's going down. It's going down. And then you got idiots like that. He don't talk to Negroes, but you was listening to me the whole fucking time, you dumbass. As he want to say a Negro. Okay, we don't go with the Negro. But if you was listening to me, see, he just wanted to say that little shit on the air like he was really insulting somebody. See, because he heard me talking. He sit back, listen to the show. Then he called in. Then he want to play like he's a Mexican. You see that? Want to play like he's a Hispanic. So fuck are you in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, French, and every other language. Fuck are you? But anyway, my bad, y'all. But I just, like I said, man, I love it. You ignorant Ramazes. You dumbasses. You're not stopping nothing. You're not stopping nothing. You only make yourself look bad with that ignorant shit. But where was I going, man? See, that's the problem you have to deal with a lot of the time. You have to deal with these dumbass trolls. When there's serious shit going on and that's out here in society, and he just might be old dumbass who want to play. And that'd be one of the dumbasses and be the first motherfucker in line in a concentration camp somewhere, or the first stupid ass getting chipped and implanted somewhere. And they want to play. They want to play. I hope George Soros and Bill Gates catch your ass first and inject you with your motherfucking poisonous ass vaccine. Stupid ass. But yeah, what about the vaccine, sisters and brothers? Y'all seen, do y'all trust the vaccine if the vaccine come out? I know goddamn well. I'm not going to be the first one in no motherfucker. I'm not willing to be a participant in that shit anyway. But I sure in the hell ain't drunk being no willing participant. And trying to go get it. But have y'all seen and heard the situation with Pfizer? Y'all seen the situation with Pfizer? And I guess I can close the chat room now. Shit. But anyway, with the situation with Pfizer, supposed to be the one who coming out with it. Did y'all know that Pfizer, goddamn, I can't get it right, had so many lawsuits against them? Would y'all trust a company like this that had all these different lawsuits and shit against them to come out and give you a vaccine to talk about healing you or curing you for corona? They can't be trusted with all the other shit they came out with. Let me see here. Pfizer achieved a top revenue in 2011 at $67 billion and has recently reported a revenue of $52 billion, making this the biggest drug company in the world. But I'm trying to get to the thing about the vaccine where they had these lawsuits. Let me try to see. Okay, yeah. Pfizer had to pay a court settlement from lawsuits filed against them by patients and accusations of illegal marketing. The most expensive settlement that Pfizer have ever paid was over $2.3 billion as a fine to resolve civil and criminal penalties of illegal marketing for four medications. Yeah. But y'all just look the shit up, man. The lawsuits with Pfizer. They had a lot of lawsuits and complaints against them and served different drugs. I'm not going to be in line to get none of this shit, man. No, sir. No, ma'am. Not I. I'm not going to be a willing participant. But what is going on? There was something else I was talking. I really didn't have nothing in particular, sister and brother, that I want to just talk about. I just coming in the house right here, man, just for a little bit. But what else? Let me play this one right here. Let me play this for a second, man. I like this judge, man. I like this judge. Let y'all hear something right fast.
I hate it when people lie to me. I even wrote a book, my seventh, titled Don't Lie to Me, out in September. The person who lies assumes you're too stupid to fathom the truth, so they just keep piling it on. In their nomination of Bunker Joe Biden, the DNC described an America that was dark, dreary, and depressing. Everything wrong in America is President Trump's fault. But for Donald Trump, we'd all be happy, prosperous, frolicking along the hillside, picking daisies. They've forgotten that under Donald Trump, we had the greatest economy this nation has ever seen, the greatest employment of African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and women that this nation has ever seen, more jobs than people to fill them, a GDP brought back from the Obama 1% new normal, a 500,000 manufacturing jobs brought back after Obama said it couldn't be done. Under Donald Trump, the economy was soaring. The nation was optimistic because the rising tide indeed was lifting all boats. Michelle Obama proclaimed, "I'm here tonight because I love this country." I was happy to hear this because on March 12, 2008, she said for the first time in her adult life that she was really proud of my country because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback. She was 44 at the time. Then former President Obama, in an unusual display of vituperative hostility relatively foreign in presidential politics, said this.
Joe and Kamala will restore our standing in the world, a nation that stands with democracy, not dictators.
Really, Barack? Aren't you the one who stood with Iran's Ayatollah, sending him love letters to come back to the negotiation table as Iranians chanted death to America? As Christians were being beheaded, saying at a prayer breakfast that Christians should get off their high horses? You're the one who wouldn't stand with the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel, whose State Department actually gave money that was used in an unsuccessful attempt to defeat Prime Minister Netanyahu. You're the one who stood with Iran and sent them $150 million in cash and $1.8 million on pallets as they lied to you, spinning their centrifuges at their hidden Fordo nuclear facility. And by the way, it was Donald Trump who has forged a historic peace deal between Israel and the UAE to be followed by many Arab nations. Stand with dictators? You're the one who allowed China to continue to rob us blind in our trade deals and steal our intellectual property. You're the one too lazy to get rid of NAFTA, and you want to talk about dictators? You couldn't even figure out who was friend or foe. ISIS, a JV team? You didn't know if you should contain, dismantle, or defeat them. None of which you did, all of which Donald Trump did. And you and Bunker Joe are going to restore our standing in the world? Now, how is that going to happen? Does Joe start apologizing to everyone for being American? If America is so damn dark and dreary, why do people risk their lives to come here and fight like hell when we want to send them back to their country? Improve our standing in the world? If that means glad-handing instead of receiving money owed, like NATO dollars for American troops and protection, then keep your standing. We'll stick with Donald Trump and get the money that's owed to us. And if the money isn't forthcoming, we'll take our troops out like he did in Germany. Now, Joe Biden says our president refuses to lead and blames others. Now, that's rich. I can't remember a time when Biden and Barack didn't blame all of America's economic woes on George Bush. And how about all those shovel-ready jobs, huh, Joe? They produce nothing but shovel-ready crap. Did Hunter get any of those jobs? Joe Biden says this is a life-changing election that will determine America's future for a very long time. Hey, Joe, you were in Washington for 47 years. What the hell did you do to improve our lot during those 47 years? But you are right. If you like being told what to say, think, and eat. If you like socialism, no police, a lockdown, no guns, and being taxed to the nines, this crew is for you. You say character and democracy are on the ballot. No kidding. This is why, after you and Barack left, we chose an outsider, an anti-establishment candidate, and a populist as a president. Character and decency and democracy? You're the ones who broke the law. You're the ones who, from the highest echelons of government, lied over and over in sworn affidavits, and then lied over and over to a FISA court to get warrants repeatedly to spy on Carter Page so you could spy on a presidential candidate and then a president-elect. Aren't you the one, Joe, who sat in the Oval Office with President Obama and disgraced FBI Director Jim Comey on January 5th, 2017, recommending that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn be charged with the Logan Act so he wouldn't have the chance to take down the corruption in the intel agencies? You and your corrupt administration, with nothing for evidence, pull the wool over a judge's eyes. Or maybe forum shop to find a judge to bring down a president. You, Mr. Biden, and your ilk dragged this country through 2 years of hell in this Russia collusion delusion, a division where you sowed the seed of hate that you now claim to reject. And you and top of the Obama administration officials played musical chairs with prosecutors and judges and FBI agents, moving out Jeff Sessions, moving in Rod Rosenstein, moving Mueller, Bob Mueller, to special counsel when President Trump refused to appoint him as FBI director. Oh yeah, Mr. Biden, you and your ilk have created the very division that you protest and condemn. And pray tell, Mr. Biden, no mention of China in your little speech. A little too close to Hunter? A little too close to that $1.5 billion deal from the Chinese? Did you threaten anyone over there like you did in the Ukraine? No mention of the chaos and the anarchy that's going on in Democrat-run cities in the United States? No mention or support for the blue line of law enforcement that separates a civil from a barbaric society? You speak of racial injustice, but you say nothing about rioting and looting and burning and shooting going on America's streets. You and your ilk want to confiscate guns. Don't lie about it. And when people use those guns to defend themselves, your ilk arrest them. And Kamala doesn't even think the Constitution prevents her from confiscating those guns. One day you say you're absolutely in favor of defunding police, and then your campaign says you're not. Which lie is it? Both Joe and Kamala are against fracking, but like defunding police, that answer changes. Now there's talk of grandfathering fracking as long as it's not dangerous. Which is it? Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia are on the line, so why not say you'll grandfather things in? And it's so rich. While millions right now in California are sitting in the dark, these know-it-alls keep talking about the Green New Deal. And Joe, you forgot to mention at the convention that a huge percentage of Americans are going to see their taxes go up significantly. We can thank AOC and the Green New Deal for that one. Look, Joe, you know America changed after China unleashed the coronavirus. Wasn't it you and pals Nancy Pelosi and Bill de Blasio who said, let's go to Chinatown, after President Trump blocked flights from China, and you called him a racist and a xenophobe? And now you say you'd shut down the country? So you agree the president was right when he did so. So do you now admit that you were wrong when you said this?
We have right now a crisis with the coronavirus emanating from China. This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia.
And if you're so experienced about Ebola, Mr. Biden, and pandemics, why didn't you and Barack leave any PPE, masks, and gloves in the event another pandemic were to hit? You're right, Joe. There's too much anger and too much fear. You and your ilk have created it. You have seeded it, cultivated it, and now you're using it as a sword. The American people see through it. Stop trying to ride both sides of every issue. And stop trying to scare people as if you were the only good and decent person in the race. Unlike you, Joe, Donald Trump made his own money, and he hasn't asked the government for it, and he doesn't cut deals while he's in the government for his son and his family. So stop with your sanctimonious, condescending, holier-than-thou nonsense, and above all, stop lying to me. And get out of the bunker.
Yes, sir. I guess she told you, Joe. I guess she told you. Yeah, man. It's Judge Jeanine, man. It's Judge Jeanine. Oh, and by the way, since she was mentioning something on about these Democratic cities and about the riding. I remember the baby was riding tan-ups. Have y'all even seen any of that lately? Have y'all been seeing any heard about any? I hadn't even heard about any protests no more. I hadn't seen them out here, Antifa, not since the Million Mega March in Washington. I ain't heard about Antifa. Damn, you know what? I haven't even heard anything about Black Lives Matter a rally since the so-called election and since the media declared Joe Biden the winner. And notice I said Joe Biden, the media nominated him as the winner or declared him as won the presidential race. Hadn't heard a goddamn word. They ain't been tearing down no cities. They ain't been burning up no cities no more. What happened to all of that? Oh, it was all to get and cause a stir for the election to get the American people upset so they can blame Donald Trump and say he got to go. He's the reason why all of this is happening. He's the reason why all of these Democratic cities are being looted, burned. And notice I said these Democratic cities, because you go back to them, predominantly every last one of them with Democratic cities, democratically ran. Portland, stand up, hold your hand up. We see you. All these places in the name of what? Social injustice, George Floyd, which they still ain't saying nothing about George Floyd. Nobody still ain't hearing nothing about George Floyd. But this is what they tell us. Now, here's something right fast, right? All right. Remember, they was burning down all these cities, now democratically ran cities, which most of them was damn near, they was in debt, and they was in a hole anyway. They was in a bind, financial bind anyway, right? Now, here's Joe Biden. Here's an article talking about Joe Biden. Check this out, right? Joe Biden signals support for bailing out cities and states impact by coronavirus. Y'all know goddamn well that's the flea flicker. He's not trying to bail them out because no damn coronavirus. See, they're using coronavirus for everything. You know damn well he's not trying to bail them out because the coronavirus pandemic. Let me just give y'all a little bit of this article. He says, Joe Biden is signaling his support for a federal government bailout, bailing out cities and states impacted economically by the novel coronavirus pandemic. That's a blatant damn lie. They're trying to bail out these damn cities and get the rebuild, maybe, these cities that they burned down during these riots and these goddamn protests. That's it. When they henchmen, they anarchists, Antifa, then was out there tearing up shit along with Black Lives Matter. Now, Antifa then wasn't really ones that burning up shit and tearing up shit. But they was like, when Trump was saying, hey, man, y'all need to be labeling them dudes domestic terrorists. Biden, what did y'all say? On the Democratic side, y'all liberals, what did y'all say? You leftists, what did y'all say? Y'all wasn't saying a mumbling word. Y'all trying to tell him he need to denounce the Klan. Which he did. So Joe Biden, now are y'all going to denounce Antifa? Well, I guess y'all ain't got to denounce Antifa because they don't set their ass down somewhere. Because I used to be sitting up at night, man, on Periscope, just watching them, people be, and YouTube, people be having lives where they out there protesting and marching all the time, 1, 2 in the morning and shit. Where they at now? Oh, I guess George Soros don't have no marching orders for him no more. Oh, I forgot, y'all better not say that name in America. They said it on Fox, and Fox had a fit, and I thought Fox was for the people, right? You remember the woman said, don't bring George Soros into this. He ain't got nothing to do with this. Yeah, so I told y'all, it ain't really damaging too much a conservative thing, a Republican thing. Hey, it's a globalist thing. That's what it's about. That's what it's about now. But what is it? What happened to Antifa, man? What happened to Antifa? What Black Lives Matter at? What a protest? What a rally is it now? So wait a minute. So I mean, social injustice, this social injustice thing, what happened? So it's fixed now, right? It's fixed because Biden going to work it out. He going to fix it. Now, this is 919. Look, this unknown caller, call in with a regular number because you might be the same mother sucker call in a few minutes ago. No, I ain't got time for that bullshit. Now, I don't mind, like I said, and another thing, if Pionki, you listening, I'm really not banning nobody no more. I ain't damn all that banned. Unless you come in with the old silly ass shit, all the old racial bullshit, your ass got to go. But Brother Pionki, are you free to call in? Justice, y'all out, man. I'm just, I ain't no bandit, man. Because hell, I mean, because the thing about it, it ain't going to make, what difference does it make? What difference does it make now? Hey, man, hey, let everybody say what they got to say. Not that racial bullshit now. And I ain't saying that far. But, you know, like with Pionki, you know, that's his priority. And then he said his family, man. I know y'all going to get mad at me because why I'm taking the ban off Pionki. Hey, man, fuck it, man. These people doing what they going to do anyway, man. Because like we tell you about, everybody went out and, you know, did what they do. We telling people, hey, man, we got to stand up and fight against this. Even if you didn't go out and vote, we got to stand against what these people are doing. Most people, like, they don't want to hear that shit. They like Al Green for the good times. I'm trying to party, bro. I'm trying to stay focused on some positivity. With Negro, crazy-ass fool, you can't, I'm talking about black folk now, telling you can't be can't just focus on the part. These motherfuckers trying to do some negative shit to you. But you happy-go-lucky ass, look the other way type ass people, man. Maybe you need some George Orwell in your life. Well, you got to walk around in George Orwell. You in a house where you already got the cameras and shit watching us everywhere, anywhere, anyway. But you make sure you got to, when you walk in your house, you got to show your ID number and open up your briefcase, open up your jackets, and it's like being in prison. You better pat your own self down and shit. Like in prison, you go to visit and all that. When you go, they got to pat you down. So you're going to be in your own house. You go out to work, and the jobs that you have, you can't go pick your own goddamn own job. No, they're going to pick your job for you. All your job going to already be picked for you. If you on a CDL and want to drive trucks, they might like, nah, fuck that. You're going to get your ass over there and dig this ditch. That's what you're going to do. All them qualifications, them nice degrees, all that. Nah, they don't give a damn about none of that. That shit don't count. We're going to pick your job for you. But anyway, black brothers and sisters, I got something else for my Democratic brothers and sisters who went out here and voted for Joe Biden. Under the name of social injustice, right? He care about black people. He care about black people. When I tell y'all what he said he was going to do in the first 100 days, I steal it. Everything I pull up, I don't see a damn thing where he mentioned anything about social injustice for y'all, for black folk who believe in him now. Here's something else, a new brand new article today. Associated Press, y'all, highlight Biden plans to scrap Trump's transgender military ban. Former Vice President Joe Biden promised to provide special protection to LGBTQ activists, would include lifting, according to Associated Press, Donald Trump's ban on transgender in the military. Now, unless y'all black and a homosexual, Joe Biden got a lot of shit he got planned for y'all. That's it. Now, y'all talking about black folk. Now, y'all, you know, Trump said he had a little platinum plan. You know, getting financial, economic stability and all this type of stuff coming to the, you know, y'all take advantage of us in the black community. No, fuck that. That racist orange man got to go. CNN, all of them said he got to go. Orange man, what they say, orange man, bad. Chester Cheese man got to go. He gone now, y'all. I guess he's gone. You know, the Democrats got their way. He going to be up out of here. Nancy Pelosi, all them. Maxine Waters. Don't give a fuck about the black community, Maxine Waters. Even Maxine Waters, y'all. Black people in California, who she represent, y'all, her constituents. Maxine, don't give a fuck about y'all. Well, listen, she was out there campaigning again for LGBT. She didn't give a fuck about saying nothing about y'all black folks who talking about you getting brutalized by police and every other thing. That Maxine ain't saying shit for y'all, on y'all behalf. But y'all voted her back in again. I'm telling you, man, it's what they say, man, it's a crime and a goddamn shame. But it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, that's your life. It's your freedom. This is your American. You got your right. Like I said, you got this your right. If you have the right to throw your fucking life away, hey, that's your thing. But don't come crying when the shit hit the fan. Biden them a line they showing how they lining up with China and all that shit. You know, they're going to have our ass, all of us over here, you know, eating rice. I like a little rice, y'all. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to no rice, Chinese rice. I like a little rice in it, as long as I know what's in the meat, what kind of meat's in there. But they showing the true nature, man. But like I said, if y'all never got into anything about this New World Order agenda, you better get into it real fast and learn it real fast. And your ass better learn how to fight, stand up and fight for your fucking freedom, if you really want it. If you want to be in the socialist country, you want to be in the communist country, you want that for your life, you want, like I said, as they tell you, get rid of capitalism and all of this type of stuff, okay, fine. Maybe this is the shit for you. Maybe this is what this is for you, because they've been talking about democratic socialism and shit. Maybe this is what it's going to be for you. You know, you feel that, man, we need the insurance for everybody. They selling y'all that dream, but when you get sick, y'all ain't seeing that shit now. Basically, on a slick level, you get sick now, it take you forever to go get a damn doctor's appointment. So you imagine when they get it, they sell y'all this whole story about everybody get free health care. You got a toothache, that motherfucker be don't fell out on his own before you can get to the doctor and go to the doctor and get that tooth pulled. There's people I know right now that was injured. I ain't going to say where it was. They was injured on the jobs. Can't even come back to work because they got to wait so long to get released from the doctor. But the doctor appointment's months off. Months off. So this is what's going to happen, sisters and brothers. This is going to be your new way of living. You want socialism? You want communism? Bring it on. Let them bring it on. Let's see. You know, all the things you the privileges and things we used to like. I'm not trying to be no fine brimstone, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's going down. Look, they've been banning, like, you know, they know one of the things, you got the right to bear arms. You know, they've been banning and trying to ban bullets. Joe Biden was trying to ban, what was that, the buying bullets online. And, you know, just a lot of things. Like I said, and I seen somewhere, what was it? That was in Canada. Like I said, this ain't just happening in America. But I seen somewhere that was in Canada, right? They was trying to have, And that's why I've been trying to tell you, especially telling the Christian, my brothers and sisters. And they say the Christian thing, but it's going to affect a lot of different people. It just started hitting with them. That was in Canada. I seen an article how they was trying to go to church on Sunday, right? But the police had blocked them. They was blocking them from even going to church because they got this called COVID-19 restriction. They was blocking them. you know, shut them down. And the church also received a $5,000 fine for violating that COVID-19 restriction. Yeah, they fined the church for saying violating a COVID-19 restriction. So y'all imagine, see, he's like, well, what? So what? Something, right? So what? That is just right now, y'all seeing a lot of this shit is just a test run primarily. So if you violate, this is what he's saying, this is going to be your penalty. It's just like when Obama tried to, when they started that health care, that lying ass title, affordable health care, right? That's what they say. And then they said, if you don't get it, you're going to get penalized. You hear? If you don't get it, you will be penalized. So now the same thing with COVID-19. If you don't do what we say, we're going to fine you. You go outside, you don't have a mask on, we're going to fine you. If you don't do this here, we're going to fine you. You see this? See where they put any restrictions on? You see that? Like they were trying to tell people, don't go outside for Thanksgiving. Don't let nobody come over your house for Thanksgiving, all of this stuff. And I know some of y'all say, man, fuck Thanksgiving anyway. The hell with Thanksgiving. Y'all call it Thanksgiving. That's not the point. It's not the point. The point is again, they're trying to, again, run every facet of your life, dictate everything that you can do. That you can do this, you can't do this, under the restrictions, you better not do this, under this ostriches of COVID-19, under the skies of COVID-19, just been thrown out here to, like I said, man, what they call this thing, they call it the Great Reset. The Great Reset. You better pay attention to what's going on out here, man. Really pay attention out here what's going on. Like they're telling you, man, this is the new normal. They're telling you this is the new normal. Nothing is going back to the way it used to be. This is what they say. This is the new normal. Ain't no going back to the way it was at first. It's over. It's a wrap. And I was hearing somebody like Alex Jones, you know, and I know he a little wild, but he was saying this shit a while back, how they were saying this is going to last for over 2 years. And seemed to be that's what is where we at. Basically 2 years now. Going on about 2 years. Well, no, about a year. But they was even saying about just wearing the mask and all of this, you know, it's going to last about 2 years or whatever. But, they say, man, we're in the valley of decision. What is our choice going to be? All the good shit that we was talking about, man, you know, getting the knowledge and all of this stuff, building this and building like, you know, like the New Orleans, you had the old Tamaray, building another Tamaray. Y'all can forget all that shit, man. I mean, I ain't mean to say shit. My bad. I take that back. I ain't mean to say it like that. But if you don't stand up and fight right now for your goddamn freedoms, it won't be none more of that. Won't be no more having these lectures and debates with the Sarnetta of them. Y'all renting out all these places. Y'all can hang that shit up. If you let these diabolical, disagreeable beasts have their way. If you let them have their way, you just sit back and just say, well, hey, man, damn this shit. It ain't affecting me. I don't give a damn. I got you. I feel you. Same way, you know, people tell me I don't vote. I really didn't give a shit one way or nothing at first. But when I start seeing the shit that they're trying to do and take away from me. And it ain't just about me, but us as a people here. I'm not talking about no colorism, just us as a people. Hey, man, I got to do what I got to do, man. I'm going to jump in the fight. It's like I said, Reverend Vernon Jones said, man, hey, if you see a good fight, get in it. I see one. The livelihood of our children is at stake. Them trying to pervert our young children. That ain't a good fight to get in. That's not a great fight to get in. That's not something to fight for. These little babies who can't fight for themselves. We supposed to be grown-ups. We supposed to be their protectors. Is that not an excellent fight to get into? I think it is. They don't know what's happening. They don't know about these sick predators and the things that these sick bastards are trying to do to prey on these young babies, man, by turning them out at such an early age. Legally, basically, we're turning them out, actually. This is Pastor's show that I was listening to. I got 23 minutes left live in the show. This is Pastor that I was listening to tell y'all about him. I talked about him several times. And he was playing a clip today, and they was at this school, children of age 5 again. They started him off at 5, a lot of y'all, 5 and 6. Real young, real young. They just started learning how to say their name and all of those wonderful things and just want to be a child. But they was at a school somewhere, and no, it wasn't a school. Take that back. It was a church. He said it was a church. He was playing the video because I'm going to listen to it on the radio. And they was asking the children, which one of y'all feel like you might want to be a little girl? Which one of these y'all feel? Asking the children is here. And I think he said in that video, it was a 5-year-old child. They was in the church. Said the little boy had a boy, little girl, whatever, had on a dress in the church. This is where we at, y'all. Yep, so I don't know, man. I just like, yeah, I know y'all, I don't have the high energy and usually be as a regular old sunray, but it even reached to the point I'd be like, man, what even? That's what I really hadn't been doing. Like, what even to talk about now? Well, I mean, what is it to talk about? So I just keep on talking about the pyramids and who built what first. What else? Talk about some metaphysical stuff. I mean, what? I mean, what should be, should I be talking about? What should we be talking about? Just keep on business as usual. I think that's what people want to say. Yeah, business as usual. Yep. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just trying to just look at this shit, man. It just sometimes, man. I don't know. It just really just, is it even worth even doing any of this shit anymore, man? Because it seems to be the more you talk to the people, the worse the shit get, because nobody really like seem to give a fuck. That's the way it seemed to be. Just let me live my life. What's it? I'm living a good life. I ain't going back and forth with you. Not even on knowledge. That's what the people out here saying. And I just had a thought. Damn, I just lost it. I had just thought about something I was finna say and lost it. I know I'm kind of dragging y'all. Like I said, my bad. But it's just that time, man. I really, when I say I don't know, man, I just don't fucking know no more, man. You know, like, you know, years ago, man, whenever we come on here, man, we had some topic we can drop it on you, and we were talking about this. But we talked about a lot of this shit that's basically happening and going on. I mean, so it'd be like redundant. What else could you fucking say? What else could you talk about now? You know, when, you know, people don't need this. It's just like, you know, no matter what you say, is people are like, I'm trying to have fun, man. Leave me the fuck alone. I just want to watch Miss Football. I want to just watch me some basketball. Man, leave me alone with all this shit, man. If they put us in shackles, they put us in chain, man, okay. I deal with it when it happens. We'll just be on the defense. No, let's not be preventative measures. Let's not take preventative measures and stop this shit from happening. Just in case they want to do it. Nah, let's not do that. We just, you know, wait till it happens. Then we'll worry about it. I don't know, man. Like I said, I keep on saying, I better get my ass out of here because I don't want to sound like I said, I'm just saying, I don't know. Because I just had to come in the house for a second for some brothers. Because I really don't. That's why I had, like I said, I really hadn't had no topics and no conversation, but I just want to come on let you know I ain't ran off all the way yet. Not all the way. Just been kind of like working on my spiritual self. And that's what a lot of us we need to do, man. Tap back into our spiritual self. And I'll tell you, if religion, as they say religion, I'm going to use that title. If spirituality wasn't something of importance, a spiritual life, why are they working so hard to destroy that and take that away? Brothers and sisters out here, who those of us who study the Bible, whether it's what they call the old or the new, that is one book they want to get rid of. Y'all seen in certain places, I think they're Switzerland, they was talking about maybe banning the Bible. Banning it. Another thing they're saying that is Hillary, I think I was kind of saying this earlier, Hillary was having a conversation. They were saying how Christianity is offensive. And it's just not going to be Christianity. My Israelite brothers out here, you teach it the Bible, Torah, Tanakh, whatever, is offensive. It's going to be deemed offensive. Why? Because it speaks against the thing that people are into. And you know we deal with Bible or whatnot, or even Quran. It speaks about things that go against the Most High. Or we say God, whatever title we give it, the Creator. It goes against that. We say sin. It speaks against that. So that's a offensive if you say anything, if they in manifested error, or we might say sin, and you speaking against that from those books, whether it's the Bible or the Quran, is it going to be offensive to them? You're offending me, telling me, hell, I know I've been talking about the homosexual thing, and we just more than that, just homosexuality in the Bible as a sin. Hell, we say adultery. Adultery. Your man, you cheating on your wife, or wife, you cheating on your husband. If you go out and tell them, hey, man, you know, probably not, you're not supposed to be out here committing adultery. I feel offended. I'm offended by that. Your ass might be in some trouble, pastor or imam or whoever. If you present that from the Bible and say this, thus says the Most High. Well, I don't care if you say Allah. I feel that I was offended by the pastor telling me about adultery. Even though he might give you a scripture, he might give you a verse, it would be offensive. Y'all watch it. It's coming. It's coming now. Hillary didn't even, I told y'all she said it. She tried to say that. That's why so many young people are leaving the church. That's why people are leaving the church, because Christianity is being offensive, because it stepped on people's toes. See, they have this Aleister Crowley doctrine, and I call it Aleister Crowley. Is do as thou wilt. Do what you want to do. Huh? Do as you want to do. I was trying to see if I find that, y'all. The thing about Hillary Clinton. I don't think I still have it in there. Let me see if I find it though. But yeah, man, they want you to say you can do as you want to do. So don't go out here and trying to rehabilitate anybody. Don't try to help them out. Let them continue to keep living their foul and wicked ass life. I'm not saying that, y'all, but that's basically what they're saying. Look. If these people want to live wrong, let them live wrong, man. This is the new normal. This is the new normal. Don't help them out, man. Don't try to stop them from being a sinner. I don't know, y'all. But This is what they're doing, man. This is the new thing. Hey, man. So I'm telling y'all, watch it. Christianity is on the cut list. Not just Christianity. Spirituality is going to be on the cut list. You better not say nothing about no Purim Haru. You better not quite a quote nothing talking about no laws of Ma'at. Hey, man, well, that's against the laws of Ma'at. They don't, look, that's on the chopping block. That's all in there, y'all. All of it's going to be in there. You think it's a joke? I'm not talking about y'all, dude. But people think this is a game and you think this shit ain't for real. These bastards. Now, what do they say probably the New World Order? They want to get rid of all organized, as they say, organized religion. And I know some of y'all say, hey, they need to. But then there's also when you get rid of something, you also replace it with something, don't you? What are they trying to replace it with? That's going to be the key. And some say, let me throw this in here just while I'm thinking about it, because I thought about it earlier. Some say religion, right? Religion was created anyway, son Ray, to control us. Okay, really? Okay, I hear y'all. But what about these countries, like these socialist and communist countries, like maybe China and shit like this, certain places like that? Well, they don't have an organization. They what's it called? The atheist countries. But they're communist countries. They run every faucet of them people's lives. So how is religion controlling them? It's communist is controlling them, man. Well, the socialists, they dictators, that's the one controlling them, not religion, ain't it? Hello? As I'm just trying to figure it out. Just trying to figure it out. Let me play something right here, right fast. Let me see something here. I got like that 9 minutes. Let's play one more thing, y'all, then I'm going up out of here. Like I said, I just want to just freestyle tonight, man. I just coming in here, man, for a second, brothers and sisters. Maybe I try to get some topics going. Like I said, I just want to come in here. I ain't been on in a minute. And
Nike.
We got to keep our eyes open, man, see what's going on. Let me play this right fast.
Are not all that thrilled about not using slave labor in China. There, you know, there's a bill that's being proposed that would crack down on products being made by forced labor, by slave labor in China. Mm-hmm. And Coke and Nike are fighting them, fighting that bill. New York Times reported Sunday that the two companies have joined several others in an effort to put pressure on Congress to, quote, weaken a bill that would ban imported goods made with forced labor in China's Xinjiang region, unquote. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act has bipartisan support in Congress. It's designed to ban certain goods that are produced in China with the aid of forced labor, particularly at the expense of religious minorities like the Uyghur Muslims. And Coke and Nike don't want that to go through. Its passage would also force corporations to place their own supply chains under a microscope in order to ensure that they're avoiding suppliers who utilize that kind of labor.
Interesting.
And again, as we mentioned yesterday, Colin Kaepernick, you're the face of Nike who's using forced labor. Huh? Kind of selective in his human rights advocacy, isn't he?
I mean, these corporations are really struggling now. You know, Coke and Nike have, you know, their slave labor in China. I just read a big expose on palm oil slave workers.
Palm oil?
And yeah, in Southeast Asia. And I mean, it's just incredible.
We use a lot of palm oil?
In everything.
It's in everything.
Okay. It's in everything.
It's one of those products that we don't know we're using, but we're using.
Yes. And some companies don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, we might use it. You know, it might be in some of our stuff, but that's confidential.
Is that legal to say it's confidential?
Well, it's confidential.
I thought
it's
they
our
had
product.
To.
It's our product. We make it. We don't want you to know.
Everybody has to list their ingredients, don't they? I thought that was a thing, like a law,
talk
a regulation.
Talk to the colonel about his 11 herbs and spices, my friend. Okay,
that's true.
Okay,
that's true. Although we once did a thing where we called Kentucky Fried Chicken locations and asked them, we called 11 locations and asked them for one ingredient each.
So you got
how'd that work out? We got salt.
All right, that's enough of that one. They ain't just talking about that. But damn, I just wanted to play their part because I was looking at something on YouTube and I saw that how Coke in China is pushing back. I mean, Coke and whoever else they goddamn were, which about what was it? Slave labor, by using slave labor. Ain't that some? That's some. And listen, where they were in China, right? You see that in China again? The country that's about to take over America, be honest. Oh, and remember that movie, y'all? Y'all think about this movie. Y'all remember that movie called Dragon Day? Y'all ever remember that one? Y'all better look that shit up again. Dragon Day was the name of the movie. When China actually took over America. Y'all remember the other movie, Red Dawn, right? When Russia took over America. How does it just keep on with Russia taking over America and China? Y'all see what's happening, right? Red Dawn with Russia. Now this one with China taking over. Red Dawn. Came out a couple of years ago. All right, y'all. Let me get up out of here, man. Thanks for tuning in right here. As always, man, the Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in the house. Man, hosted by your brother Sun Ray 9. Like I said, man, hopefully, man, next time I have some kind of topic going on. I have a little more for y'all, man. I just, like I said, I'm just been chilling, man, and just trying to figure this shit out, man. And what is it, man? See, which way do we go, George? Which way do we go with this thing, man? And just trying to find my place in here and educate our people is most of all, man, just what's happening. And that seemed to be and seeming to be the most hardest part right now. It just like, I guess I go back to the Bible again, or go back to the Tanakh or the Torah. And it's like the warning. I don't know about y'all say, well, that's just some bullshit story, son, right? Well, whatever, y'all. Just let me tell the story. And it's like the time, like the warning coming. And with Noah, as they say, the flood is coming. Time of going, man. The flood coming. He just building the thing. Man, what you doing, bro? Building the boat, man. The flood coming. Ain't no goddamn flood coming. They going to keep on partying, twerking, and doing all the other little stuff. You know, ain't paying attention to the signs, the warning signs is coming. Until one day you just start pouring down raining or whatever, raining the problems we're going to see or whatever. Y'all get what I'm going, right? So, but anyway, like I said, man, people just at normal and just doing their normal thing. People are billing. People been trying to put the warning signs out, been trying to tell them what's going on. People just doing their old usual, doing their own thug dizzle. So it's fine. It's fine. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, keep on just doing what you're doing. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know, they talk about the Hispanics down there in those concentration camps and places. People were saying that about a while back. They were showing videos of all these coffins from FEMA. Like, what the fuck are all these coffins for? They were talking about concentration camps. What the fuck are all them concentration camps? What are they doing with these empty-ass Walmarts? What are they doing with it? We forgot all about that, haven't we? We forgot all about those. What do y'all think they? And see, this thing about it. When stuff come out, you've been told, right? They plan years ahead. So just because somebody was saying this about the coffins like last year or maybe this month or whatever, you thinking this shit is going to happen then? No, sir. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. They don't work like that because they know you looking. They know you probably looking right now, like they always do. Like with the George Floyd incidents, they get you all hyped up and emotional, and get you stirred up for that energy, harnessing your energy at that moment for the rituals and they spell. Then they move on to the next spot and wait till your ass forget, and bam, hey, they got you. They got you with something else. So, but that's what's happening, man. Like, but so what is Joe Biden going to do? I'm just going to ask my brothers and sisters right fast. What is Joe Biden? Have y'all heard anything? Y'all think Joe Biden or whatever else, since Trump was the bad guy, he didn't give a fuck about black folk, that for my folks who did vote for Biden, why is it, and I don't see nobody seem to be making a fuss either right now. Why isn't he even saying anything? Are putting out some stuff like he doing for all these other nations. I mean, not nations, all these other groups, talking about how he's going to prioritize something for them. why isn't he saying something about what he's going to do for black Americans? Y'all said, hey, man, our vote ain't cheap. That's what I was hearing some of the people on the Democratic Party say. Our vote ain't cheap. So is it cheap? Or, I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out, y'all. So why is this Negro, ain't nobody pressing him? Well, crazy-ass Roland Martin, all y'all, I know y'all ain't, though. Because you just some old boule-ass Negro, so I know you're not going to say shit. But still, again, I'm just asking for a minute. Why are they saying anything, man? Why are they not saying anything? All right, y'all, I'm up out of here, man. I'm up out of here. Peace, peace. Let me see what this is.
Punctified leader, I want you to hear me tonight. I'm going to say it again. No cowardly, punctified leader will lead this new generation of young black men and women. Your day of leading them is finished. Because the youth don't want to hear a damn thing. You can't feel it that this is a new generation and they don't want to hear your compromising talk. Did you hear them in Ferguson tell Jesse, get the hell out of here? You ain't no leader, but time has moved on. And what was good yesterday ain't no good at all today.
Hold on this now. What happened if you give all that up? I mean, the pork, and you get sick, and then you get a medical or something.
Like when I was on the outside, I ran this hustle. I tried to act like...
I'm telling you God's words, not no hustle, no hustle. I'm going to tell you, God is black.
God is black. Everybody knows God is white. Everything the white man taught you, you accepted. He taught you you were a black heathen, and you believed him. He taught you to worship a blonde, blue-eyed Jesus with white skin, and you believed him. He taught you that black was a curse, and you believe that. Did you ever look up the word black in a dictionary?
For what?
Did you ever study anything that wasn't part of some con?
What the hell for, man?
Come with me.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Wait a minute. It didn't disappear. You might forget Martin Luther King was assassinated in April. The Poor People's Campaign was supposed to go to Washington in April.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization that mobilized it
was essentially decapitated and thrown into chaos about 3 weeks before it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those organizations were being, as I said, once the Civil Rights Acts were completed, that was it. The government was through with us. They're not interested in restructuring. There has never been any interest in restructuring the economy for the benefit of the poor. I don't know where you're going to talk about the bonus army. Go back to Shays Rebellion. I mean, this is like the no-no. You know, this is a capitalist society. It's built on inequality and avarice in many ways.
Mm-hmm. But being friendly and being a friend, I think, are two different things. I think there are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. Mm-hmm. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
The wolf doesn't act friendly, and therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that...
I say that because it is usually the, if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal,
mm-hmm.
who usually poses as the friend of the Negro, who actually differs from the white conservative in the same way that the fox differs from the wolf. Their appetite is the same. Their motives are the same. It's only their mannerisms and methods that differ.
I would agree that no doubt there have been a large number of whites who have posed as liberals and as friends of the Negro and who have time and again betrayed the Negro. On the other hand, I think one could point to a large number of whites who have struggled for civil rights, for equality, and have got little or nothing out of it, other than quite a few bruises.
Give me an example.
Well, the large number of white students who have gone into the South, for example, working for SNCC and other organizations.
Not working for SNCC or other organizations, but working for the white political machines who benefit by the voting efforts of Negroes.
Okay. I'll be more specific. I would cite Herbert Hill.
Don't mean we We gotta walk around and run it all too. Give our baby shitty education, make y'all so wet. We all were born with one strike against us and death of black. That's why we gotta be great, y'all. We from royal descent. These whites don't only mistreat our people, they raise our rent. That's why we gotta stop this stupid black on black sin. Plotting as a unit, this the only way we will win. Let's open up our own business to help each other grow. Fuck shopping at your business, now we got our own stores. Y'all quick to take our shit and belly shit with white shade. Remember Kim K got the fool on his Valderic braids? Or how about this movie selling white Egyptian tail? How in the hell y'all living now and starting to remain pale? Trying to make us believe in God's point like we some fools. Please point out one white person that got hurt like sheep fool. Make us work on jobs for years before we get a raise. Get a promotion and you try to knock us out of place. One thing for sure, two things for sure, yeah, this gon' affect. We on this earth getting attacked just because we're black. So when we yelling out, black lives matter, boo. Not saying yours don't, just scream with their dials through too. Y'all don't know about that being pulled over late at night shit. Y'all got no worries cause y'all born with white privilege. Ain't nervous when you saw the husband out all alone. One thing we see, they let them white boys always come back home. See, being white, you could kill a church but go unharmed. Some way, somehow, they could stand to blame behind bars. They shoot our teenagers down, that's a young life. Kill for Lindo Castillo, never be lied about his wife. Took their regard of the death while she screams, I can't breathe. Wear your hoodies, we'll never rep and trade on with your pleas. Never forget being black in this world, it's never safe. Be careful where you go and how you move, protect your faith. Until you white, you never break us down, we strong as shit. We know y'all mad to face a Nike, it's Kaepernick. We get stronger every day, we all that we got. It's the return of the royal ones, ready or not.